Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us back on the air from Lanark County Community Justice, Sherry Halliday. Sherry, welcome back to Lake 88.
Hi, Bob. Thanks, and thanks for inviting me back.
How did the big party go?
Oh, well, we had a number, I guess, of parties for that because of COVID. We couldn't really have the party on the party day. So we kind of had a party when we did the completion of the polar bear plunge. And then we had a volunteer appreciation party just shortly after Christmas. And that was fun. Yeah.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, I'm really glad to hear it. It just sort of stuck in my mind that there were celebrations that were that were taking place. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, tell us, sort of in broad strokes, what Lanark County Community Justice does for our county.
So my piece of the community justice puzzle is it's basically a court diversion program. So we take referrals from the Crown and from the police, both adult and youth. And what we do is a different kind of way to deal with harm instead of going through a court process. So we bring together the person that's been affected by an incident and the person that committed the incident. And along with some facilitators from our program, we have a number of volunteers with our program that we couldn't run our program without them. And we provide a safe environment and a respectful environment for people to have a conversation about what happened, why it happened, and what needs to happen next in order to make things right. And it's usually a very positive outcome. And it's an opportunity for people to talk about what they did and why they did it. And it's also an opportunity for them to hear the impact that their actions had had on another person or another community member. And it just makes a stronger and healthier community when we can have those conversations.
Absolutely. And I mean, you've told us about the successes in the past, and obviously the very, very serious stuff remains in courts. But when we're talking about perhaps some of the things that teens have done and, younger people, and obviously it's not just limited to the younger people, but some of these things really can affect them for the rest of their lives. They learn such a valuable lesson by dealing directly with the person who they've brought harm to or damage their home or whatever.
Yes. And this is it, Bob. Like, everybody does dumb things at dumb times in one way or another, and it shouldn't be held over your head for the rest of your life. It's an opportunity for you to learn. Maybe you need some more supports in place. Maybe you need some help with that, but it's an opportunity for you to learn. And so that you don't make the same mistake again. Simple as that.
And speaking of learning and teaching, we've got these special sessions that are coming up. And this is really just an example of how Lanark County Community Justice reaches beyond those circles that you're talking about to help parents cope and perhaps, put their child in right directions, in proper directions, if you will. You have these Parenting of Teens online sessions that are coming up. So tell us about these.
Right. Thanks, Bob, for asking. So this is positive parenting. This is an approach to parenting that aims to help parents promote teenagers' development and manage teenagers' behavior in a constructive and non-hurtful way. So it's based on good communication and positive attention to help teenagers develop the skills that they need to become mature adults.
Fantastic. And I know how important it is to get the entire family involved when you're, when you are doing not necessarily these sessions, but when it comes to, really teaching and becoming a cohesive unit, doing things together can be a huge part of teaching your teens by example.
Exactly. So we really look at five key aspects to approach parenting. And one of those is ensuring a safe and engaging environment. So as children grow older, they need to learn how to safely take on more responsibility, like working with lawnmowers, doing laundry, using electric appliances, that kind of thing. And that's how we're creating these positive learning environments. Older children and teenagers need to feel valued as they strive to take on adult roles and responsibilities. So it's great for to spend some time with your kids. Sit down and have a Sunday dinner. Make it part of your routine. And that just encourages good and clear guidelines and familiarity about what's expected in the home.
Who's hosting the sessions?
So they're hosted by Triple P, and there's a number of different agencies that roll out the Triple P. And I'm working with Andrea Halliday, and she's with Family and Children Services. But I also have worked with Gwendy, and she's with the public health. She's a public health nurse.
Yeah, we've spoken with Gwendy too about on another subject and so on. But it certainly sounds like you have all the right people. And what I love about it is they're local.
Lanark County has a very collaborative number of agencies that work together, and I think that we kind of are a leader in that, and that it's really great to be a part of a community that works together.
Absolutely. So if people would like to register for these sessions, they're taking place Mondays starting March 20th, then the 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th. How do they go about signing up?
So they can contact me directly. You can call me 613-264-1558, or you can send me an email. That's sherry@comjustice.org, and I'll spell that for you if you want to grab a pen, listeners. It's Sherry, Sherry, at comjustice, all one word, comjustice.org. And the sessions run from 6:30 to 7:30, 4 consecutive Mondays in a row. Like Bob said, we begin on March 20th, the 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th.
And we're going to share both the phone number and the email address on our website, Lanark Leads Today, when we share this interview too. Now, before I let you go, Sherry, is there anything else coming up in the future that you'd like to let our listeners know?
Yes, we've also been doing a online session for educators. So it's about educating the educators and helping teachers and educational assistants create safe boundaries in their schools and in their classrooms. And that's an online session, and we have hired a number of speakers to help roll that session out. And you can contact us the same phone number and the same email address, or admin@comjustice will hook you up to those sessions as well.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Sherry. Best of luck with the sessions, and I know it won't be our last conversation. Always a pleasure to have you on In Focus.
Thank you, Bob. It's so nice of you to have local people on here to have a talk. It's always nice to see you. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Our guest today, Sherry Halliday from Lanark County Community Justice here on Lake 88's In Focus. Remember, this interview and that information on how to get in touch with Sherry one more time, it is 613-264-1558 or Sherry, Sherry, at comjustice, comjustice.org. Those are going to be up on our website shortly at lanarkleadstoday.ca if you'd like to sign up. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.